The next item is the election of the officers of the society. This election can be read by secretary.
The scrutineer's report, Mr. Chairman, is as follows. 544 ballots were returned to the national office for election of the following. Honorary President, Dr. John F. Hurd. President, Mr. Henri Simard. First Vice President, Dr. J.L. Locke. Second Vice President, Dr. Henry C. King. Secretary, Mr. C.E. Hodgson. Treasurer, Mr. Cyril G. Clark. Recorder, Mr. Leslie V. Powis. Librarian, Mr. R. Peter Broughton. Might I move, Mr. Chairman, the accept? Oh, we don't need this, do we then?
No. Election. So this is the results of the election. Yes, Ken?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to rise to the point of order. I don't want to take up too much time, but I was quite disturbed to see the names of the President, Vice President, and Second Vice President being on the ballot, because under Bylaw 11, Section C, says that the President, First Vice President, and Second Vice President of the Society shall be elected for a term of 2 years and shall not be eligible for re-election to the same office for a successive term. Now, I'm wondering if what we have just done, in view of the fact that there was a ballot last year and three officials were elected for a two-year term, have we violated this bylaw by either having the election in the off year, so to say, and are you succeeding yourself? Because you can, if you are elected for another term, you are succeeding yourself. And I argue this a bit at the National Council meeting. I put it to you now that this election, strictly speaking, doesn't seem quite legal.
Thank you, Ken. Well taken question. Got to seek the answers. What page?
164.
164.
The election that was held, apart from secretary, last year is valid for a two-year term. Therefore, the names that were put on the ballot, yes?
Only three offices for a two-year
term. Last year's election.
Last year's election I'm talking about.
No. Oh, the secretary of the librarian shall be elected for a term of 3 years.
Yeah, this was last year I'm talking about.
Last year we elected only three executives?
No, the whole executive.
Yes, John.
But the people that who were elected last year were elected either for a two or for a three-year terms, according to this.
Well, it seems to me that since these people's term had not expired, then the placing of their name on the ballot was irrelevant, and therefore it's not to be regarded, which is in fact the sense of what we were discussing.
That's exactly what.
However, in the case of the secretary, his
he had resigned.
having resigned, the placing of that name upon the ballot was relevant, therefore that election is relevant. So we could call the party back and set out for conference.
Yes, well, could we move, say, to strike on the minutes and the record this election except for the office of secretary, since technically and legally the election could never have taken place and shouldn't have, except to replace the resigning secretary.
You wish to make
this or make it legal?
You wish to make a motion of it?
I move that the record of this past election of all officers except that of the new secretary be stricken from records of the minutes having been illegal.
So the motion is recorded. And there's some objections over there.
Well, the election itself doesn't have to be
according to my record, Mr. Green moved the acceptance of the report. No second. There was no vote.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have made any motion on this because you cannot move it.
No, there's a report. No, this is a different motion that is being made. We're not making a motion on the election itself. It's on the procedures.
Thing. This was just a report. It's not. No motion.
To make it legal, I really don't know, in fact, whether this is necessary, but you want to second the motion, Ken?
Yes, I do, and then I'd like to speak to it.
Okay, second the motion first. So, Mr. Ken Chilton, second the motion. So the motion has been seconded. Anyone has some comments to make, counter-proposal, or amendment to the motion? Yeah. You can't amend your own motion.
No,
I'm sorry.
Replace the existing secretary for the remaining 2 years, or was it an election for a term of 3 years?
Let's make this question afterward. Good question.
Otherwise, the person getting their report from the annual meeting might scratch their head a little bit and say, aha, an illegal election.
Yeah.
If the officers are elected to office for a period of 3 years, then why are not elections only held in 2 years?
Every 2 years. That's where
that
should be done. This is why this one is illegal.
I believe that the names of the persons to continue offices should have been named without any reference to vote, just to list down the officers, and then those to be elected further. This is the way probably should have been. And this is probably was the intention. But then we have a motion entertained, seconded. Any more comments? You second it. You can't make a...
Comments. Mr. Sundell, I think it's confused about the secretarial aspect of it. There was no election for secretary last year in that Reverend Green was in the second of his three-year term, and this year has completed his three-year term and is now settled down.
My comment, Mr. President, would be slightly that. In other words, our Constitution was adopted at an in-between stage of office for Mr. Green. This year, he completes his three-year term, and so he logically succeeded. Last year's election to office of Mr. Green was not for a three-year 4-year term. What's even on the ballot?
He could have been. It's not, you know, he doesn't have to, I don't think. On the ballot, you...
It was not on the ballot last year.
Yeah. More questions or more comments from the back?
I'd like to point out that there is a provision here for electing a by reason of resignation or disqualification. It says an attorney may be elected by the National Council, so we really don't need to have an election by the membership at all. And this is in the bylaws just preceding the one that we read in terms of office starts on page 163. So, I mean, actually, the secretary could have been appointed or elected by the National Council, and I see nothing in here which says he should be elected by the membership to fulfill complete a vacant term.
Mr. Kennedy, you raise your arm? No? Okay, Ken?
I'll repeat for Mr. Duran. Mr. Green has neither resigned or died.
Yes, I resigned. No, I resigned because to fit in with the old arrangements. I figured I'd been here long enough.
Has your term of office expired? It has not, has it?
The last two terms have expired.
Okay, if there is no more comments, I'd like a vote on this concerning the legality and the changes to be made on the yes, please. Okay, could Mrs. Fiddler, could we have the motion read as it stands now? If we avoid the word legal, put it as, say, out of order, or I don't like the word illegal in this case.
Unconstitutional?
Or
unconstitutional.
Unconstitutional.
No. No. Unnecessary is still better.
So, everyone in favor of the changes? Anyone against it? Yes, there's one hand raised, one against the change. I'm sorry, it has been accepted with a majority. Is it a comment you want to make? Perhaps it's a... No. Okay, thank you. The next item is the nomination of the, how do you call it? I have a French version here of the scrutineers. Scrutineers.
Auditors.
Auditors. Vérificateurs. A motion to... Okay, the motion proposed or made by Mr.
McLean
and seconded?
Bob Lang.
Any questions or discussion on the auditors? Okay, all in favor? Those against the auditors? Okay, and unanimously accepted. Thank you very much.